Diesel taxes out of sync with road repair costs. The logic behind taxing diesel more than gas is rooted in the notion that diesel is used by heavier vehicles, which cause more damage to roadways. This approach has been adopted by states like California and Connecticut, who charge significantly higher taxes on diesel fuel. However, this strategy may not be effective in addressing the growing issue of road repair costs. The federal government also imposes a higher per gallon fee on diesel fuel compared to gas, which further exacerbates the problem. As a result, most states have abandoned the idea of solely funding road repairs through gas taxes and are now exploring alternative methods to make up for the shortfall. This shift towards more diversified funding sources is a necessary step in addressing the growing gap between fuel taxes and road repair costs. The use of cannabis tax revenue in Michigan is a prime example of this trend. By tapping into other sources of revenue, states can better manage their finances and allocate funds more effectively towards road maintenance. However, not all states have been as successful in finding alternative solutions. California's approach to taxing diesel fuel, for instance, has been criticized for being overly burdensome on taxpayers. Despite the challenges posed by high gas taxes, some states are taking a proactive approach to reducing pollution and promoting cleaner fuels. Kentucky, for example, adds a surtax on trucks' miles driven, which could prove advantageous in an era where electric vehicles are becoming increasingly popular. This approach highlights the need for more innovative solutions to address the complex issues surrounding fuel taxation. California's high gas taxes have become a major point of contention among residents and visitors alike. The state's unique approach to taxing fuels is partly due to its commitment to reducing emissions from transportation, which has led to the use of more expensive gas and diesel formulations. This trend has resulted in higher prices for consumers, but also contributes to a cleaner environment. The California Air Resources Board, CRB, played a significant role in shaping the state's fuel taxation policies. By creating its own fuel standard over a decade ago, CARB aimed to reduce emissions from transportation, which has had a direct impact on the cost of gas and diesel. However, this approach has also led to higher prices for consumers, which may not be sustainable in the long term. The use of biofuels derived from agriculture has become increasingly prevalent in California's fuel mix, as part of efforts to reduce emissions. While this trend is seen as a positive step towards cleaner fuels, it also contributes to higher prices for consumers. As the state continues to grapple with the challenges posed by high gas taxes, it remains to be seen whether this approach will ultimately prove effective. The disparity between fuel taxes and road repair costs highlights the need for alternative funding sources. As states continue to explore new methods of financing their infrastructure projects, it is essential that they prioritize sustainability and efficiency in their decision-making processes. In conclusion, the mismatch between fuel taxes and road repair costs underscores the importance of finding innovative solutions to address this complex issue. By exploring alternative funding sources and prioritizing sustainability, states can work towards creating a more efficient and effective system for managing their infrastructure projects.